This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. The winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize is an Iranian lawyer who's had many conflicts with the country's government. Her name is Shireen Ebadi, and the Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, praised Ebadi for her work on behalf of democracy and human rights and her special focus on the problems facing women and children in Iran. Dan DeLuce is a reporter for Britain's Global Radio News, and he joins us now on the line from Tehran. Mr. DeLuce, just looking here at the Nobel Committee's citation on her work, they say she sees no conflict between Islam and fundamental human rights. Who is Ebadi?
She's an incredibly courageous and fascinating personality here. I think she's very much a symbol of the social change that's going on in Iran, despite the conservative nature of the political theocratic leadership. And you're right, she's adamant that there is no conflict between equal rights for women and Islamic Sharia law. And she argues that it's merely patriarchal attitudes that are discriminating against women, and that it's just a matter of interpreting the Quran in a way that allows equal rights for women.
Nobel Committee also says that in this Islamic revolutionary state, she's, quote, never heeded threats to her own safety.
That's right. You know, I just interviewed her just a couple of weeks ago, and she's taken on the case of another very prominent political dissident who's been imprisoned without even any charges. And I asked her, you know, why are you doing this? This is clearly a threat to your life. And she felt very strongly that this was her duty as a lawyer and as a citizen to uphold the legal rights of people who are expressing their opinions and their criticism of the system here. So this will be a real embarrassment for the leadership here.
Which I suppose hasn't had too much time to react, but is it correct they've put her in prison several times over the years?
They've put her in prison once. She also found her name on a list. It was an extremely damning document that emerged, and it had basically a list of political enemies, some of whom were murdered, and those cases haven't been fully resolved. She was on that list, so she is extremely aware of the threat to her safety. But the political leadership has not reacted yet to this award, and it's probably the last thing the conservative elements of the theocracy here ever would want.
Well, Mr. DeLuce, thanks very much. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
And again, Shireen Ebadi, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize today. And we just heard from Dan DeLuce of Global Radio News in Tehran.